Most people know Jay-Z as the billionaire music mogul, casually rocking a Rolex or sipping champagne courtside at a basketball game. But beneath the glitz and the fame lies an extraordinary story of rags to riches, a testament to hustle and ambition. This is a story about a kid named Sean Carter who rose from the crack-infested streets of Brooklyn to become one of the most influential figures in music and business. Jay-Z wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Abandoned by his father, poverty was his constant companion. He grew up in the Marcy Houses, a notorious housing project where survival itself was a challenge. To escape, he turned to dealing crack cocaine, a dangerous path that could have easily led to prison or worse. But amidst the chaos, within him, a different kind of rhythm was building. Jay-Z found solace in the words and beats of hip-hop. The music became his escape, a way to channel his experience into raw, powerful lyrics. He started out small, battling other rappers on street corners, then as a hype man for the mentor, Jazz O, and later Big Daddy Kane, calling himself Jazzy. His talent couldn't be ignored. He was a natural storyteller, but on his own terms. The major labels weren't biting, so Jay-Z did something revolutionary. In 1995, he co-founded Rockefeller Records with Damon Dash and Kareem Burke, defying the industry standard and taking ownership of his own destiny. His debut album, Reasonable Doubt, dropped in 1996. While it wasn't an immediate commercial smash hit, it sent ripples through the hip-hop scene. Jay-Z's flow was smooth, his lyrics razor sharp, and his authenticity undeniable. This was the beginning of a legendary career. Rockefeller wasn't just a record label, it was a movement. Jay-Z saw past the music, building an empire around his unique brand of streetwise ambition. Rockefeller propelled superstars like Kanye West to fame and launched Rockaware, a clothing line that mirrored his own style and influence. Album after album, Jay-Z cemented his status as a hip-hop heavyweight. The Blueprint, the Black Album, each redefined the boundaries of the genre. But Jay-Z was restless. He saw success as a stepping stone, not a financial destination. In 2003, he shocked the world by announcing his retirement from making albums. But as the saying goes, sometimes you have to step back, take an even bigger leap forward. Jay-Z became president of Def Jam Records, a power move no rapper before him had dared to make. He mentored new talent like Rihanna, helping shape a new generation of stars. Yet, the lure of the microphone was too strong. His retirement proved short-lived, and he returned with vengeance. The comeback album, called Kingdom Come, was a testament to his enduring relevance in a constantly evolving industry. Then, in 2007, came the groundbreaking American Gangster, a concept album inspired by the film of the same name. Jay-Z's business empire was expanding at an astonishing pace. In 2007, he sold his clothing brand Rockaware for $204 million. In 2008, he launched Rock Nation, a sprawling entertainment company that went beyond music, delving into sports management, film, and television. He acquired a struggling streaming service, Tidal, and transformed it into a major player. Then, luxury champagne.
Welcome back, everybody. This morning, Moët Hennessy announcing that it's going to be acquiring a 50% stake in luxury champagne brand Armand de Brignac. It's also known as Ace of Spades.
Brought him a new level of wealth and prestige. According to Bloomberg Law, Jay-Z sold his 50% share of Cognac brand The Use to Bacardi. After this business move, Forbes has updated his estimate of Jay-Z's fortune, noting that music mogul is now worth $2.5 billion with a B. Yeah, I said it. Jay-Z proved that success wasn't just about talent, it was about having a vision to see opportunities where others saw obstacles. And always, at the center of his empire, the music. So, what can we learn from the Jay-Z's remarkable story? First and foremost, ownership. He refused to be just a pawn in the music industry. By owning his master recordings, his art, he built lasting wealth and control over his legacy. Secondly, diversify. Jay-Z didn't just stick to the script. He ventured into fashion, alcohol, streaming, and beyond. Diversity made him resilient, allowing him to build a fortune far greater than his music alone, output have ever generated. Thirdly, brand is king. Jay-Z crafted a powerful, authentic image that resonated with millions across the world. His brand became synonymous with success, ambition, and unshakable belief in yourself. Finally, Jay-Z never forgot to give back. His influence stretches to sport ownership, where he advocates for more opportunities for people of color and numerous philanthropic actions for social justice and education. He uses his platform to elevate others, showing that true success is about more than just money. Remember, Jay-Z started where many entrepreneurs do, with nothing but a dream. If he can transform his life, so can you. If you're a fan of Jay-Z, go ahead and get Empire State of Mind, How Jay-Z Went from Street Corner to Corner Office, revised edition on Amazon or Audible. Free trial today for a deeper dive into this incredible man's journey. It's packed with insights applicable to any venture. You can find the link to this awesome book in the description or show notes of this episode. Also, sign up for my email series in the description below. I'll share the exclusive resources used by successful entrepreneurs, CEOs, and pro athletes to create massive wealth and achieve financial freedom. You can also visit my website at www.altonjr.com for more valuable tools to thrive financially, spiritually, and mentally. Yeah. Take the first step today. Embrace the hustle. Own your future. You've got what it takes to build your own empire. The time is now. Remember, this is your bounce back year. Turn your pain into purpose and financial freedom.